You know, Brother Marty doesn't call us ahead of time, or we have no idea who he's going to call up, and it's something that you don't have to prepare yourself for. You just have to speak what the Lord has put on your heart. And yesterday's service was, you know, so sweet, being in that church with all those good people, and even it had a great spirit of feeling yesterday of peace for Brother Royce Beal. And then as we were sitting there, looking around, it's been on my mind this morning and even right now, is you know, that's the same church today as it was 40-some years ago when we started going there. Nothing has changed. They might have changed the carpet or paint or something, just like here. Nothing has changed with the Lord and what we are, what he has given us. Nothing's going to be taken away. Nothing's going to be added to it. It's still the same. But what has changed is we have. And our change, it's everyone here can relate with what I'm about to say. Even for Zoe, Paley, and Riley, these are times that you're building your life in the, with the Lord Jesus. And these things will you'll carry through your life. And you'll use them as examples of what to do and how to live and be at peace with yourself. It's so good to have that in our lives. Of course, Debbie and I were married there, and looking around, Sister Janie and Brother Jerry, they were there. It's good to see them here and good to see with the granddaughter and the family. We were baptized there. Even at the wedding, I'm looking over, and I called it the preacher's corner because there was a preacher's corner there. There was two or three rows of all preachers. And then Brother Wilkinson was there. He was a photographer at our wedding. And it was good, you know, good to see him there. There was a special two-day meeting in the early 80s. That's when we first met Brother Marty. He had jet black hair then, just like little Brother Lloyd did. But still, it's the same church. But we carried our children there when they were born. Both of them, Kristen and Matthew, and continue there. Just so many memories. But the biggest thing is the learning and nurturing that the church, that the Lord gave us through that church and the services, just like you all too. You carry the same memories. Hold on to those memories and remember the Lord never changes, but we will continue to learn and grow in the service. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we give thanks for you bringing us together, not only today, but through our lives and the people that you have brought into our lives that have touched us. We pray that this continues to happen, that we continue to learn and be taught, as we know that we will never stop learning here as we live on earth, but we do thirst for more knowledge. These things that you teach us, these things that we hear, are so fruitful for us, for walking in the footsteps of goodness in Christ that you have commanded us to do, Lord. We pray that what we do is set up to you in glory, Lord. Lord, we also, you know, you've had prayer requests today that we pray that hear these prayers and bless these people with whatever their needs are, Lord. We give thanks for the four seasons that we have and enjoying so much the season that you're giving us now of fall and the weather we've had. Lord, we pray that you be with the country, this country and our leaders. Keep us safe. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.